Hollywood and moral values don't always go together. Today, the Parents Television Council releases a report claiming that most of TV's so-called family hour isn't suitable for the whole family. Some people inside Hollywood agree. They are actors, writers, producers, and directors who have something in common with Hollywood's critics. They're devout Christians, and many say their efforts to promote moral views in storylines are often ignored. From Los Angeles, Monique Parsons reports.
It's a breezy day in Los Angeles, and a man on a ladder spreads a fresh coat of paint on a new storefront church, carefully trimming two windows cut in the shape of crosses. But here, on the sound stages of 20th Century Fox, this plywood facade is a backdrop for a new episode of NYPD Blue. It's also a reminder that many consider Hollywood anathema to real religion and faith. But a short walk across the lot, television writer Karen Hall's office is one indication that God may be alive and well in so-called Sodom by the Sea.
St. Jude is the patron saint of the impossible, so he's good for a television office. And St. Michael, who chased the devil out of heaven, is here to guard against evil. What else do I have? I have Sacred Heart Jesus on my desk, who's over a little replica of a television.
The icons aren't mere window dressing. Hall, a writer for the CBS drama Judging Amy, is a devout Catholic who's tried to weave credible religious characters into plot lines. In an episode last season called The God Thing, a court clerk, played by Richard T. Jones, reveals to star Amy Brenneman that he attends Catholic Mass weekly.
You mean Jesus and Mary and saints and angels and oh, little town of Bethlehem. You buy all that?
I buy all of that.
How?
Well, it's not something I can explain in 4 minutes, but you're welcome to come with me sometime.
Getting religion into the script isn't always the goal. Ralph Winter, producer of the new Planet of the Apes movie, is an active Presbyterian whose other films include Star Trek V and X-Men. Winter says what's left out can be as crucial as what goes in. During a standoff in the X-Men movie, the evil Magneto takes police officers hostage with their own guns, prompting the hero, Charles Xavier, to take the villain by the throat.
You'll have to kill me, Charles.
And what will that accomplish? Let them pass that law and they'll have you in chains with a number burned into your forehead.
It won't be that way.
Then kill me and find out.
For Winter, the crucial moment comes next. The script originally called for a cop to die. Instead, Magneto fires a gun, but stops the spitting bullet just short of the officer's forehead.
I just felt very strongly that the wrong message of not just killing someone, but killing a police officer is just a message we shouldn't be showing to the kids and students who would come to see X-Men.
No one ever knew the producer's faith was a factor. Winter and others point out that mainstream films also carry more themes of redemption and hope than many people realize. Leo Partible is a Christian producer who sees such moments in everything from Titanic to Superman.
It's a Christian allegory. It's a Judeo-Christian allegory. Superman's name in Hebrew, it's Kal-El, means wings of God, loosely translated. You know, he's put into a rocket ship sent to Earth, much like the baby Moses.
And in this scene, Superman's father describes his son's role in strikingly biblical terms.
They can be a great people, Kal-El. They wish to be. They only lack the light to show the way. For this reason, above all, their capacity for good, I have sent them you, my only son.
The morality or immorality of Hollywood has been an issue since the birth of the movie business. Greg Black is a professor of communication studies at University of Missouri.
At first, various Protestant denominations objected to what they were seeing on the screen for a whole variety of reasons. One is that film is just so visual, that in order to have a drama on the screen, you have to illustrate in some way sin.
But whether showing sinners or saints, Hollywood doesn't always get high marks for its portrayal of faith on screen. Producer Ken Wales broke new ground in 1994 with Christie, his CBS series about a missionary. He says programs like Touched by an Angel leave out Jesus, and Seventh Heaven, about a Protestant pastor, tiptoes around the real story.
What I miss even in it is there's not quite much of what the minister does. You see him sometimes in the pulpit, but it's kind of the tail end of the sermon, but it's never a serious one. It's kind of like an easy homily. You don't really see him pray very much. It's like Ozzie and Harriet. What did Ozzie ever do? You never knew what his job was. It's kind of a joke.
Whale sees no conspiracy to keep God out of Hollywood. He says the industry is tough on the faithful for the same reason it's tough on everybody. It's a competitive, demanding, often lonely business, which may be one reason why support groups are thriving. At least 16 groups meet for Bible studies and mixers each month around L.A.
Not a dead religion, don't need no superstition. It's about love that's shared with the King of all kings.
One recent Sunday at Bel Air Presbyterian Church, about 100 members of a group called Slate ate cold sandwiches and listened to singer Hannah Ford, then heard a Christian talent agent tell them how to navigate Hollywood's shark-infested waters. After the meeting, Richard Clark Larson said he attends Slate to discuss the dilemmas Christian actors face in Hollywood. For him and other Christians, the question boils down to, what would Jesus do in Hollywood?
It's easy, like, to stand outside it and throw rocks at it and say, oh, I would never do something like that. But when you're in it and you want to have an impact for Christ on the world, you have to get yourself messy, in a sense. You can't be somebody sitting up in the ivory tower, you know, saying, you know, we don't smoke, we don't chew, we don't hang out with those who do, type of thing. You have to be in there interacting with people, which is how Jesus was.
Many of the faithful here say it is possible to be in Hollywood, but not of Hollywood. Still, some believe they need a little positive PR. This year, Intermission, the largest and oldest Christian fellowship in the industry, begins a nationwide prayer network. The goal, says their director, is to let churches across America know that God does have a foothold in Tinseltown. For NPR News, I'm Monique Parsons in Los Angeles.